You see, when you reach this heightened state of awareness, what happens is that you begin to develop a consciousness that allows you to manage the coincidences of your life. Something that Carl Jung spent his lifetime writing about and talking about. That instead of thinking of things happening to you and the coincidences that sort of just show up in your life that you call, oh, miracles, or that you call, wow, wasn't that weird, or wasn't that an interesting set of circumstances for that all to come together like that. You begin to have a different awareness, which is where I place my attention and leave my attention by leaving my ego behind and allowing this higher part of myself to reside there. Where I keep my attention, I can literally bring into the world of the manifest. Or I can go from the wave to the particle, or whatever you want to call that. And that's a very intriguing notion. I wrote a book a few years ago called You'll See It When You Believe It. And I have a chapter in there that I called synchronicity. Now, this is a Jungian term. And it really sort of defines this process of how you can collaborate with fate. Now, most of us have been trained on a set of beliefs that keep us from having any conviction that this is something that is within our control. In fact, many of us have been trained to believe that to even think like this is blasphemous. To think that you have perhaps this kingdom of heaven is within you. And in reading the New Testament, and I always wonder about so much criticism when I talk. I remember talking on the Oprah show one time about God, that most people don't have a problem believing in God. They have a problem in knowing that they are God, that God is within them. And she said to me, you realize that there's a lot of people watching all over this country, particularly in certain regions of the country, who are going to find this idea that God, that they are God, pretty absurd. And I said, well, that's just the way it is. And then as I was getting prepared to write this new book, I came across St. Paul's letters to the Philippians. And in Philippians 2, which is a series of letters that St. Paul wrote after being in prison, about words of Jesus, because St. Paul literally wrote the New Testament. And he said these words. And I often want to ask the people who find this so blasphemous what these words mean. He said in Philippians 2, verses 5 and 6, he said, have in you the same mind as Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. And so I would ask you to consider that and have that mind. That God is not just something that is outside of you, but that you are extensions of it. And it doesn't really matter what you call it. Alan Watts once said to me in 1971, he said, Wayne, don't forget this. He said, you cannot get wet from the word water. You cannot get wet from the word water. So it isn't the word that makes water wet. It is whatever it is. Speaking of which, I need some of that. Oh, here it is right here. Just manifest it. I mean, this stuff works so great, I'm telling you.
I love you.
I love you too. This is water. And it doesn't matter what you call it. And the same thing is true for this divine force that flows through everything and everyone. It doesn't matter what you call it, so get off of it. It isn't the label. As Kierkegaard said, once you label me, you negate me. It's not what you call me. I'm not what you call me. Nor is God. If you want to call it God, great. Want to call it soul, great. Spirit, consciousness, awareness, whatever you want to call it. Louise, Ralph, whatever pleases you. It is not what you call it. It is the universal Tao. So we'll just call it God. And if you're dyslexic, dog, okay? And we'll just put a name, we'll just call it that for this evening. But that's not what it is. So if you have a better name, by all means, use that. But know that this thing, this divine force, is in all of us. And that in order to be able to get to this state of heightened awareness where you can manage the coincidences of your life and know this eternal force and be able to manifest and create whatever it is that is in your heart's desire as long as you stay on purpose.